Anxious Attachment Recovery Made Simple. A roadmap to overcome relationship anxiety, build secure bonds, and rediscover self-worth. Written by Inner Growth Press and S.C. Rouse. Narrated by Sky Alley. Introduction. A thick haze of cigarette smoke flew from my lips as I attempted to write. I'm torn. This story is huge. It's one everyone will read by tomorrow morning, and I'll become known as the journalist who was first on its tracks. However, my judgment was clouded, and so was my cubicle, as if the smoke was some sort of expression of my doubts. I wish I could write the story with the same clarity I had written all of my others, but uncertainty gnawed at me as I took another look at my obscured notes. How could I possibly write this objectively? How could I, when I knew she was much more than a pin-up girl with platinum blonde hair, red lips, and a birthmark resting on her left cheek? Marilyn wasn't just someone with a breathless voice, a playful persona and talent. She had all of these things, yes, but through my research, I discovered so much more about you, Norma Jean. Known as an icon of beauty and grace, she captivated audiences with her charm. However, behind her glamorous persona and dazzling smile, Marilyn hid something that poisoned her entire world, a thing she barely understood herself. From a young age, she had a turbulent and unstable childhood. With parents fighting their own issues, she was left emotionally neglected and abandoned. Moving from foster home to foster home, she awaited her mother. It must have been so confusing to a little girl to be without a home. The early lack of love and care planted seeds of insecurity within her, leading to a deep-rooted fear of rejection and desperation for affection. She yearned for a genuine connection and searched for it in various relationships. I think she simply hoped to fill the void. However, the thing inside her clouded her thinking, and some took advantage of her. Even so, she sought love. According to my sources, Marilyn was clingy and scared, craving reassurance, validation, and affirmations daily. Her constant need for comfort often pushed her partners away, leading to cycles of heartbreak and disappointment. The thing inside her made her seek approval and validation from audiences, always striving for perfection and nothing less. She feared criticism and doubted herself. She feared someone would snatch away her success at any given moment, like she thought this was all merely a dream. Was that why you had taken these pills, Marilyn? Was it to sleep? So she had success and was adored by millions. Still, Marilyn felt alone. Behind closed doors, she battled with anxiety and depression. She went to therapy, not that it did her any good. Poor girl. Marilyn's life was cut short, leaving behind a legacy. Monroe, the epitome of beauty and vulnerability. Norma Jean Mortensen, the little girl seeking a home. Both yearn for love and connection. I read a study on attachment styles once. I think that's the thing that's been inside Marilyn. Her unresolved feelings, traumas, and attachments. If only I had written about this in the last issue. I sighed heavily, knowing that this wasn't the story my boss wanted to hear. Not at all. In fact, it wouldn't even make it past my desk. He wanted the gossip, the juicy story of what had transpired earlier tonight. I'm sorry, Norma Jean, but today I have to write what they want to hear. So within a few strikes of the type bars, I spit out my heading. Marilyn Monroe. Dead. A tale of rest gone wrong. Similar to Marilyn Monroe, many of us have fears, insecurities, and unresolved trauma that make it difficult for us to trust others and to feel secure in our relationships. These could also result from childhood trauma, as was Marilyn's case. If you didn't have safe, mentally balanced caretakers available to you as a child, you may still be influenced by your past. Do you often feel like you're too anxious and possibly over-dependent on your partner in a relationship? Maybe you even struggle to form relationships at all, and you struggle to deal with breakups. The fact is, many of us continue to struggle throughout our lives with a pattern of repeatedly attracting emotionally unavailable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?